Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Dave Nordman, Assistant Managing Editor. We're joined today by Sports Editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Dave, how's it going?
Jim, high school tournament softball time. We're ready to go on Thursday. Let's just kick it off. Let's jump right into Division I. It all starts at the top with Wachusett, number one in our poll all season, 20-0 and entering the tournament. Talk about the Mountaineers.
I mean, they've turned back every test you have, 20-0. I always have a hard time picking the number one seed as its favorite, because especially in softball, there's a lot of upsets. But it's hard to go against Wachusett. And I love the Division I tournament this year. The top six teams are fantastic, I think, in the poll. We'll get into the rankings a little bit later on. But I think Wachusett is just so good this year. They don't have that dominant player like they usually do, but they have, five or six really good players.
Yeah.
So I think, Courtney Lanfer is phenomenal. I think, Aaron Hancock's been hitting over almost 500 this year. I think they have a lot of great players, and that's going to carry the Mountaineers.
So, considering Wachusett is probably everybody's favorite, being 20-0, talk about some of those other teams that you mentioned in the top five or six.
They're Mid-Watch A rival. They beat them twice this year, but I think Shrewsbury is going to give a lot of teams fits. They open up with the bye. They face the winner in the show, but Fitchburg, I think they win that game. So that means they're playing at Worcester State in the semifinal, and they'll probably get Grafton. And I think that's going to be another team with Jess Evans. She's just phenomenal. She's one of the best pitchers I've seen in a while. And the Indians have been there before many years. They're up Division I now. So I think that will be, the Shrewsbury-Grafton semifinal game. That's going to be phenomenal.
No, that's a great game. And, that Holy Name Shepherd Hill quarterfinal on the other side of the bracket.
Sophia Sharapa, she mashes. She's, she's batting 613, 9 homers, 28 RBIs. She's not going to find a better softball player for Shepherd Hill in probably the history of the team. I think they've had some bangers the last couple of years.
And Holy Name, they've been one of the teams at the top of the poll all year long.
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time about these really tested teams. I think Holy Name, no matter what, they can graduate 12 players. They're going to come in, with a great Worcester-based feeder system. We have a great Vincent Chieri, and Madison Ayak has been fantastic. In the circle for him. I think Mia Monopoly, Carrington LeClerc, they have just a different hero every game for them. I think the Holy Name can, they get hot, they beat Shepherd Hill, and who knows, they can give Wachusett all they can handle in the semifinal.
I mean, when Wachusett's been tested this year, they've run up against some phenomenal pitchers, like you've said, in Division I, whether it be Holy Name and Shepherd Hill, Shrewsbury, Grafton. You're talking about a good crop of pitchers, right, Jim?
Exactly. And that's what comes down to what I said earlier about the tournament being wide open in softball, especially because you have these great pitchers, and every team has, as you're getting this level, you have a dominant ace. So I think you have these kind of games that they end up being 0-0 until like the fourth inning, where a player gets a single, she steals second, sacrificed a third, and
now
knows?
You've got a 2-0 lead, you're playing with a lot of confidence, and it's a whole different game, right?
Exactly. You'll see, I think in this tournament you're going to see a lot of low scoring game where these runs just bled across.
We'll come back and I'll ask you for your predictions in Division I in a couple of minutes. So, but let's move on to Division II there. And like the baseball bracket, we're looking at Hudson at the top of the Division II bracket. Jeff.
Yeah, I think Hudson this year they just been shown. They had a big undefeated run for a while, and then they loaded up their schedule towards the end, which was really smart because they prepared them for the tournament. But they took some losses, but I think they're still probably the team to beat in Division II. I think Maddie Hoff has been, co-MVP of the Mid-Watch B with Sophia Tognari, the pitcher for Hudson. I think they're just, two of the more talented players. I think they're going to carry the Hawks all year. It's be like the glory days of Russ Davis and Jesse Andrews and all those guys.
In looking beyond, I mean, Tingsboro there is at number two on the other side of the bracket, is undefeated at 20-0.
Right.
But looking at the three seed, you have the Gardner Wildcats at 14-4. a team that hasn't been there the last couple of years, but they've come on recently, yeah. And can they make some noise there?
Yep, they again, we talked earlier about the softball. I mean, they have, you know, great pitcher in Anna Tesson, and you know, and I think they've been you know, getting some big wins. I think she's their best pitcher and hitter. I think she's, you know, Tesson's hitting about .561 in that league. I think, you know, Kira Columbus, another good talented player for the Wildcats. Yeah, you're looking at, you know, you're looking at different kind of, you know, who the team leaders are. I think those, you know, they can, they're looking at their first win, you know, first game against Ayr. I think they roll in there, but then they play a tough either Valley Tech or Oakmont in the next round. That's gonna be a real challenge for them.
And going down a couple of notches here, Leicester and Auburn, a couple of teams that we've talked about throughout the season. You know, Auburn, you know, talk about them, you know, with Hanfield, you know, hitting the ball, not pitching yet, but a team that's been there, done that. So they've got to be a dangerous team with the experience that they bring to the table.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Hanfield in that circle, they're probably they're much higher seed, to be honest, because they're not going to lose seven games where she was pitching all year. And I think, you know, a lot of people were curious where they would wind up in the seedings, because I think, you know, having Hanfield just hitting, you know, she can win a couple games for them, but it's like, can they survive? You know, who do they match up against? If they get a tough draw like Leicester in the first round or a Gardner, you know, they might be one and done. But I think, you know, if they have a winnable game against Bartlett to open up with, then they face Leicester or Worcester Tech in the next round. That's going to be tough for them, because Leicester, you know, there, I think, you know, not a lot of people talk about them this year, but I think they match up well against Auburn, because again, you're not facing Hanfield in the circle, and she, you know, she's just, you know, not throwing the 100-mile-an-hour, you know, breaking ball by you.
And I'll leave the predictions up to you, Jim, later on. But, you know, if we were to move on and teams were to advance, you'd be looking at a Hudson-Auburn rematch there in the semifinals. And we know what happened a few weeks ago when Auburn upset Hudson.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't count Auburn out. I was really curious to see how they – because everybody – I think once the people heard their Hanfield was out, you know, not pitching for the rest of the year, I think, okay, well, they're done. You know, but I think that's not the case, because I think she's a very dangerous hitter. She has 7 or 8 home runs this year, and if they get past Leicester, you know, they're going to be a very confident team. But remember, she was out for half the season, so they've put some, their pitching staff to replace them.
You know, off the air, we talked about, it's like the Kyrie Irving thing, where, you know, it's better that it happened midway through the season and it didn't happen right at the end. So yes, some of those younger players have had a chance to grow and adjust. So there's something to be said for the experience that they've gained.
They've allowed to, I think Opuda and Novakovsky has been, you know, been splitting time in a circle since she's been gone. So it's like they've had the experience of, all of a sudden, like you said, it's not, you know, a week before, now she's shut down. But these girls have had, you know, some big games down the stretch, because again, Auburn's one of those teams that loads the schedule up towards the end to sort of get them ready for the postseason.
Yep.
And so
we'll
tested.
Yeah, we'll go back and make some predictions here in a second, but let's just jump right ahead to Division III. At the top of the Division III softball bracket, you're looking at Millbury, Gansett, and a team that's always seems to be there is Monty Tech.
Monty Tech, I think they qualify for the postseason like 50 years in a row. They're, again, we talked earlier about teams that just, you know, they can graduate everybody, but they're going to be dominant no matter what, because they have a great coaching staff, good feeder system. I think, you know, they have a buy in the first round, and they're going to face the winner of Baypath Murdoch. Again, I think they're destined to play at Worcester State in the semifinals, and they'll probably get a really tough Narragansett team against them. And I think that's going to be a really great game, because I think there's, you know, 2-3 seeds. I think both teams have some phenomenal players, and I think this can be just a battle, because one of those teams, I love the games you really can't predict, because I think, you know, one plays in the Cal, one plays in the Midwatch, but I think both teams have a great pitching staff, great hitters. I think they can they're my favorites to get in that side of the bracket.
And talk a little bit about Millbury. What do we know about Millbury, Jim? It's not a team that we've talked about much this year, but here they are. They check in as the top seed in Division III.
Yeah, Gabby Hunt is she was number 2 vote getter in the Swickle as far as her All Stars go. I think she's hitting .510, 2 home runs, 25 RBIs. Audra McDuffie, another girl, she's hitting .551, home run, 20 RBIs. I think, you know, that kind of offense. I think they, you know, they, again, they play a Swickle schedule with, you know, they play Auburn, Northbridge, and Grafton. So I think, you know, they've seen. some of the best out there. So I don't think they'd come into this tournament, just intimidated at all. I think they're number one seed for a reason, especially over teams like Gansett and Monty Tech, and who've been historically great programs.
Okay, so here we are midweek, Jim. A week from now, the championship brackets are basically going to be set. So let's jump back. Let's look at Division One. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to predict Wachusett is going to be there. Who do you like on the other side of the bracket that potentially would be a matchup for Wachusett in Division One?
I like, I'm going to go with Grafton on that side of the bracket. I think Jess Evans could carry these girls to a good, a nice little final spot. And again, I'd love to see Wachusett Grafton, just to see how those teams match up again.
It's kind of like a David versus Goliath there. Grafton jumping up into Division One this year after being in Division Two in the past, correct?
Yeah, they said they were historically great program. Yeah. I think they knew with that feeder system, they could make a run. I think they played Wachusett this year. They lost 9-4, which isn't which, with the way the crooked numbers that Wachusett's hanging up on teams, it's not that bad. I think it's one of those teams you've taken a good punch from Wachusett, and you know what it takes to get there. I think they can compete at Division One if they can get past Shrewsbury.
Yeah, I think that's a potentially a great semifinal matchup, Grafton Shrewsbury. In the winner of that game would be tested against Wachusett and go into that game with a boatload of confidence.
Yeah, and Wachusett will still have to beat the winner of Holy Name Shepherd Hill, which is a toss-up game. I like Holy Name in there, but I think Shepherd Hill is just dangerous. They've been tested.
So many good teams in Division
playing that
One.
Mid-Watch A, I think it's done real well for Shepherd Hill as a program.
Okay, Division Two, I'm going to assume no team cruises into the final there, but maybe you think differently. Who do you like? We're going to be back here in a week, Jim. Give me a prediction in Division Two softball. Who do you like there?
Tingsboro is my toss-up because they have Leah Nocella, who's a dominant pitcher, but I don't know how tested Tingsboro has been. You get a team like they're going to play Douglas Nipmuc in that quarterfinal. I don't want to say they're ripe for the picking, but I think that side of the bracket is a lot of tough teams for them. So I'm curious who comes out of there. I think a team like Douglas, they could probably win a couple games if they upset Tingsboro. Who knows? I think they can sort of make some noise, I think.
Yeah, and having a couple of home games, a team like Gardner could be a tough matchup.
Gardner,
really tough out there.
Valley Tech, a lot of people look at the Cal and they don't think it's a very very good league, but I think it's with Assabet and Worcester Tech and Monty Tech, I think that's they're as tough as the league as they're going to be. I think they can make some noise. Oakmont, their record is 11-9, but I bet you 6 or 7 of those wins, those losses are by 1 or 2 runs.
So moving on to Division Three, your guess is as good as mine. Just 12 teams there. It just seems like looking at it, like everybody seems to have 13 wins. It's just
right.
It looks like anybody's ball game. But I'm going to put you on the spot, Jim. Who do you like? Who's your, guess to come out of Division Three in softball?
I think if things hold like I think they're gonna, I think Narragansett plays Monty Tech in the semifinal, and that could be my favorite to win the whole thing, just coming out of that side. But like I said, we talked about Millbury earlier. Don't discount the Woolies. I think they're 13-5 and they're tested. I think they could they could show they win. But I just it's hard to me to think that these perennial playoff teams like Gansett and Monty Tech are going to lay an egg in the playoffs.
Obviously, Millbury, the number one seed for a reason.
Exactly. I think I'm talking about Gabby Hunt earlier. I think she's a really good player. So I think, they're going to be, Woolies should be that favorite on that side of the bracket.
High school softball tournament time, everybody's favorite time of the year. Appreciate your time, Jim.
Anytime, Dave.
And be sure to check out, obviously, our home team coverage in the pages of the Telegram Gazette on telegram.com and at TG Sports on Twitter. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Anytime.